Part 2, I Want More Out of Life. Chapter 21, Turning Your Dreams into Reality. Having a dream doesn't take much work, but seeing the dream become reality does. Here's what happens to a lot of people. Just like we did in the last chapter, they get themselves pumped up about all the possibilities that could happen, but never do anything about them. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing, is what Walt Disney said, and I agree with that statement. There is one step I want to place in between that will increase your chances of success. You need to have a plan on how you will get there. It's not enough to just walk around with a bunch of ideas floating around in your head. If 5 people sit down to have a business meeting and leave without writing down anything they discussed, there's a good chance if you ask them a month later what they talked about, they wouldn't be able to tell you. Why? A lot happened since. The same thing can happen to you too if you have dreams and goals and you never write them down. When life happens, sometimes it's easy for your dreams to get shoved aside. Next thing you know, that business you wanted to start never happens. You're still out of shape, you're digging into your savings account each month, and you're not satisfied. It doesn't have to be this way. I want to use this section to help you write down your goals and make a bridge between your dreams and accomplishing them. In the next chapter, we're going to talk about why you should create a vision board. But for now, think about this. Imagine hiring a company to build your dream home. The carpenters, electricians, and other key players meet with the architect to discuss the building plans. The architect has all the ideas in his head, but no one writes them down or creates a digital format where they can be referenced later. They leave the meeting excited about the possibility of building this house. A day after they start building, a storm comes through and puts a stop to their work for an entire week. Once they return, everyone begins working together. They each have an idea of the plan, and it looks like they're moving in the right direction. Finally, they finish, and you get to see your newly built dream home. How come it doesn't look like anything you envisioned? You told them what you'd like to see. They had a bunch of people working toward it, and everyone knew the plan. A lot of activity took place, but obviously something was missing. That sounds like what I've done sometimes, too. I start working towards something, and in the end, it doesn't turn out as good as it should have been because I failed to map out my vision. I don't want that to happen to you. I've included the following reflection exercise, along with an article, to give you a good starting place. Reflection Exercise 1. Before you start this exercise, make sure to gather the list of dreams you wrote down in the last chapter. If you didn't complete that exercise, go back and take the time to do it now. 2. As pointed out in the tutorial video, A Complete Guide to Goal Setting, people without goals are not as successful as they hope to be. People who don't write down goals are less likely to accomplish them. In my opinion, this tutorial is excellent because it uses a lot of visual illustrations and breaks down a simple process for goal setting. Are you going to take action? Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.